Hello friends, welcome back to the Simplified Parenting and Emotionally Healthy Child podcast show, and I'm your host Suhasini from Momishra Musings. As the International Day is around the corner, I thought of coming up with this special Women's Day episode which will tell you the importance of taking care of both our body, mind and spirit. Woman is the pivotal point for any family, as the family revolves around her in her different forms, like be it be a mother, sister, wife, daughter, grandmother, any role, isn't it? So it's all the more important for us as women to take care of ourselves before we take care of others in the family. If as a woman you are doing okay, your family will be okay. If you are doing great, your family will be great. If you are doing really wonderful, then your family will be wonderful. So, how can we move from being okay to being wonderful as a woman? We need to take care of all the five different aspects of our health to become wonderful. Now, you must be wondering, what are the five different aspects? And some of you might be knowing them. But anyways, let me start telling you one by one. The first and foremost one is the physical health. Here, my dear friends, taking care of your physical health just doesn't mean about fitting into a certain size, small size or medium size, or adhering to the beauty standards set by the media industry. It's about feeling strong, energized and confident in your own skin. You can be fat, lean, fair, dark, tall, slim, whatever may be the case. You have to be comfortable and confident in your own skin. Incorporate regular exercises that you enjoy, be it be yoga, walking, cycling, going to the gym, whatever, Zumba, whatever it may be. Nourish yourself with wholesome foods that fuel your body, prioritize restful sleep and steer clear from harmful habits. You all know that, right? Second comes the mental health. As women, we often juggle multiple roles and responsibilities, which can take a toll on our mental well-being as well. So, definitely, we need to make some time for activities that brings us joy and relaxation. We can practice mindfulness, stress relief techniques, self-care techniques, and we shouldn't hesitate to seek professional support or another friend support if needed. And you don't have to spend extravagantly being mindful or following your self-care rituals. Whatever small things that you do, if you do it with the intention, enjoying that task, that itself will give you a lot of relief. It's okay to be not okay sometimes. And reaching out for help is a sign of strength and not weakness. I hope you remember my earlier podcast on the same topic, which was done last year around the same time. Next comes the important aspect, emotional health, which is not being discussed much because you know what it is, right? Allow yourself to feel all the emotions that come your way, the anger, the frustration, the jealousy, the calmness, whatever may be, without judgment or suppression. There is no good emotion or bad emotion. All the emotions must be felt and experienced. And how you handle those emotions are the ones which define you, whether you are an emotionally intelligent person or not. Surround yourself with supportive friends and family members who can uplift and empower you. Remember, my dear friend, you are worthy of love and acceptance just as you are in whatever role you are playing at that moment. Nurturing your social health means cultivating meaningful connections and fostering a sense of belonging. We all need our BFF gang, isn't it? Make time for quality interactions with friends, family, and loved ones. Whether it's through phone calls, coffee dates, or shared activities, take time out for yourself once a month, once in a week, depending on your convenience. Go out with your BFF gang, sit down, relax without thinking anything back at home, what's happening back at the home or the work friend or whatever it may be. Seek out to communities and spaces where you feel understood and valued. There are so many social communities that are available online on the social media, different social media platforms. Join them, nurture your soul, get confidence. Use those connections and circles wisely to support each other and push yourself to conquer your fears and apprehensions so that you can move ahead in life instead of just gossiping, chit-chatting and backbiting. The last one is the spiritual health. Connecting with your spiritual health is about finding meaning, purpose and inner peace. Explore the practices that resonate with your soul, not just because they are rituals. Be it with the meditation, prayer, journaling, spending time in nature, listening to music, whatever it is. Reflect on your values, beliefs, aspirations while doing so. And definitely don't forget to practice gratitude rituals, which will help you count the blessings in your life and be grateful for what you are at this moment. Remember, you are a unique and valuable expression of the divine, and honoring your spiritual presence enriches every aspect of your living being. As we come to the end of today's episode, I want to leave you with the heartfelt message of empowerment and self-love. In a world that often demands perfection and conformity, it's easy for women to lose sight of their inherent worth and beauty. But let me remind you, my dear friends, that you are enough, just as you are. You are worthy of love, respect, and all the good things life has to offer. So first, you start respecting yourself for whatever role you are playing in your family, be it be a mother, daughter, housewife, wife, working woman, whatever, grandmother. First, showing respect to your role, your capabilities, your strengths, your weaknesses. Let's stand tall in our authenticity and refuse to shrink ourselves to fit into the society's narrow standards. Let's uplift and empower one another, recognizing that our collective power knows no bounds. I hope this lengthy speech from my end is sufficient for today to empower you or to give you the courage to be yourself, start liking yourself. If you like this today's topic and if you like my tips, please do share your comments, share this episode with your friends and family members, and don't forget to rate this episode so that your ratings and review comments will help this episode find new audience, and it will gain it and reach the right people who are in need for this kind of tips. Talk to you later. Till then, keep smiling and have a good day. Bye bye from Mommy Shrav Musings. Take care, my dear friends.